Bible genealogies. Are they full of holes?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on why God allows death and suffering, called Walking Through Shadows, Finding Hope in a World of Pain. Well, Ken, why do so many people look for gaps in the genealogies in the Bible?
Over the past 25 years of ministry in churches, I've heard lots of arguments that the Bible's genealogies are missing some names. But you know, in every case, I've found that the real reason people look for gaps has nothing to do with what the Bible says. They're looking for gaps because they believe that life arose on earth millions of years ago, and they feel a need to force those years into the Bible's history. But you have to let Scripture speak for itself. The Bible doesn't say anything about gaps. In fact, the Bible indicates that the list of names is complete. For example, the book of Jude, verse 14, says that Enoch was the seventh from Adam. Then if you go back to Genesis and count the names from Adam to Enoch, you find seven names. The Bible gives no reason for gaps. So why look for gaps? Well, the real reason is that some Christians, including theologians, want to force man's false beliefs about millions of years of history into God's infallible word. But all they end up doing is twisting the Bible and undermining its trustworthiness in every area.
Ken Ham's free booklet on the 6 days of creation will help you refute compromise between the Bible and evolutionary ideas. The 6 days of creation booklet is available free when you visit our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. Again, the booklets are found at AnswersRadio.com.